After years of often contentious debate and extremely strong feelings on all sides of the issue, Brexit is official and the United Kingdom is no longer part of the European Union. What that means for Britain and the EU will be hammered out through intense negotiations, but now that it is happening for sure, we're wondering, what could it mean for Wisconsin trade? Mark Rota-Hage is director of the International Agribusiness Center at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He has extensive private sector business development experience in markets around the world, including working with WEDIC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
How big a trade partner are the United Kingdom and the European Union for us here in Wisconsin?
So the European Union, if you take all 28 countries, soon to be 27,
right.
If you take all of them together, it's about $4 billion. So actually, it would be our second largest trading partner. If you just looked at that aggregate number, Canada would still be our number one trading partner, still larger than that, quite large. UK is a much smaller part of that, certainly for overall products is about $750 million dollars. For ag and food products, it's actually quite small. It's about $55 million.
Right. We sell a lot of stuff to the EU and the UK once we tease that out. But it looks like when it comes to agriculture, they drop out of the top five. Do I have that right?
They do. So if you look at all goods that we produce in Wisconsin, it's our number four trading partner in the UK. If you look only at the ag and food products, which would include lumber, the raw lumber and semi-processed, all of those products come up to be about the number nine trading partner for us.
Now, it seems before we get into Brexit itself, it seems like that could be an optimistic thing, like, hey, there's room for growth here.
There is, because if you look at the imports that the UK does, especially for ag and food products, they're a net importer of ag and food. So they are several billion dollars of import for those products. A lot of that, 73%, comes out of the EU. So Wisconsin has a lot of room to grow in that, considering that we're only $55 million of that several billion dollar import.
Do we know what kind of agricultural products they like from Wisconsin the most?
I don't know that we know specifically what they like, but we know that in the top items, one of the categories, the official category name is miscellaneous edible preparations, which ends up being, interestingly enough, yeasts, but also sauces. Mm-hmm. So if you think of soy sauce, for example, we're a major producer of soy sauce in Wisconsin and several other of those prepared products, but also things like livestock genetics, the bull semen, wood, animal feed, meat products, vegetables, especially packaged vegetables.
Now, here we are with Brexit. We've been wondering for a long time what would the impact be, but it always seemed way off in the future. The future has arrived. What do we know or what are we looking at to figure out what the impact of Brexit is going to be for our exports from Wisconsin?
At the start, we're not quite sure.
Sure.
there's a lot of uncertainty around this, of course. But I think on balance, it would be positive because on the one hand, the folks in the UK are looking to be able to trade with other markets, and the EU agreement has made it so that they weren't able to do their separate agreements with other countries. The EU and Canada, for example, has an agreement, so they were part of that. However, on balance, we're seeing an opportunity. However, there are some items, some issues that might balance that the other direction because they still need to trade with their closest producers, which are in the European Union.
Have we been guided by a trade agreement with the European Union, something comparable to a NAFTA or the replacement to NAFTA, or are we just under the general guidelines of the World Trade Organization?
Exactly. It's the World Trade Organization. We have most favored nation status, so those levels. But you know, there are certain levels of tariffs across several products that oftentimes will make us less competitive, even though we may be cheaper because the dollar to euro exchange or the dollar to pound exchange is such that generally speaking, our products are cheaper for them. However, when you add those tariffs plus the transit costs, then we end up being less competitive. With an agreement, that potentially will make it more competitive for our producers here.
We're talking to Mark Rodehage, director of the International Agribusiness Center at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, looking at Wisconsin's exports, especially when it comes to agriculture, and what the Brexit deal in Europe could mean for us here in Wisconsin. Mark, how much do we control our own destiny? How much can we promote our own exports as a state to a country like the United Kingdom?
A fair bit, really. We do that partly through trade shows, trade missions that the U.S. Department of Agriculture runs. In fact, in September of this year, we're planning to participate in the trade mission that they will be holding in September, 14th through the 17th. We're looking to invite some companies to go with us on that to be able to meet with their prospective buyers. And there will be other states along with us as well. But we can do that individually through those meetings. Oftentimes, we'll invite delegations of buyers from overseas to come in. So in all those cases, those are opportunities specifically for Wisconsin companies to promote the products. And then more broadly, things like what the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin does in promoting dairy products and cheese overseas in these major trade shows. I have to say that we haven't been as focused on the UK in the past, given the size of the market. However, as we look at this opportunity going forward, and that trip in September will help us better understand the level of opportunity, but also the areas, the product types that we should be focusing more on.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, we do export a lot to the UK, but it seems to be a lot of high-value manufactured goods tends to be our specialty as far as the UK is concerned.
Correct. It's a big piece of what we do, and it's across the world. A lot of our manufactured goods are industrial and electrical equipment, scientific and medical equipment, those kinds of high-dollar value items. With regard to agriculture and food, it's some of those prepared foods. But also things like animal feeds, whey, for example, would be a major dairy product and a great opportunity for us. Lumber and wood products, those are all things that they're importing from a number of other places, and we could well be one of those places that they would be doing that from.
Now, you talked a little bit about how the state controls its destiny here. That said, what are you watching for at the federal level? If the United States and United Kingdom are negotiating some kind of trade agreement, what kind of things would you hope for in that?
We're looking for, and I think it's true across a lot of the states, especially in the Midwest, and these are points that have come from the U.S. Trade Representative's office that also works very closely with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So areas like geographic indicators, because those things, and we know it for words like cheddar. We make a lot of cheddar cheese. It's been that way for many, many years. And so things like that where it could be a non-tariff barrier by saying you have to change the name of your cheese to something else in order to be able to sell it here, yet that's what it's been
called. As happens in Mexico often, as I understand.
As it has done in the past to some degree, although the issue with those has been resolved more recently with the new USMCA and current agreements. And that can happen in a number of countries. But as we look at that, the geographic indicators – and there are fewer of those in the UK actually than in the EU in general. So that can be a positive for us. But also some of those sanitary and phytosanitary regulations, those rules around what we say is safe and what they say are safe. It's different in the EU, which the UK now is part of, but will be moving away from. Their challenge will be though that they'll still have to trade with the EU. And they'll want to sell products to the EU, so a number of those things will still have to align with that. So how do they manage two different sets of rules? They want to have things more harmonized to make it easier for their producers.
If I'm a dairy producer, a cheese processor, whatever, can I go to the state and say, hey, I want to sell to Great Britain, to the UK? Can you help me make sure I'm meeting their guidelines?
Absolutely. So what we do is we have a team of four people in the International Agribusiness Center. And two specialize in food, processed food products. Cheese is one of those, absolutely. And then two people who are dealing more with livestock genetics and livestock and feed and some equipment and the lumber products. So whatever your product category is, we'll help you to get to the person to at least understand what your needs are. We work with experienced exporters that are looking for very specific information that we're helping to connect them with the right people, either within our own USDA or overseas. And then for the emerging exporters, we're helping them to just understand what those rules and regulations are. A lot of resource available for exporters in the state from the federal level, information from some of the organizations like U.S. Dairy Export or U.S. Livestock Genetics Export, Meat Export Federation. It's actually a pretty broad and diverse network of interwoven groups, whether they're agencies or nonprofit organizations that are working together to help all companies in the U.S., but Wisconsin companies export more of their goods.
Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Mark Rodehage is director of the International Agribusiness Center at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He joined us to talk about what Brexit can mean for Wisconsin exports.